Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, this is Lee Cantor with Stone Payton, bringing the house down one more time here in Denver, Colorado. How's it going, Stone?
It's going well, and this is going to be a fantastic segment. We have Director of Oracle Technology Strategy with an outfit called One Neck, Mr. Jeff Budge. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We are glad to have you. It sounds like you've got a fan base.
All right. I don't know what that's about. That's
wow. That's a first. We've been here a day and a half. That's the first time that's happened.
That's the rock star status.
So One Neck, what does that mean?
One Neck is how we embody our culture and our personality. When we're dealing with our customers, we want them to think of us the one neck they go to deal with their problems. We focus on the managed hosting space, application services and hosting, and we want them to be able to come to us and just us to solve their problems, both at the beginning and throughout the life of their applications.
So what kind of problems do customers have? Tell us a little bit more about the nature of the problem and a little bit about the solutions.
Well, you know, it could be any day-to-day problem. They might have a problem where their system isn't running as fast as they think it should. Or maybe they want to talk to somebody about where they're going from their business strategy and want to have somebody that consult with and figure out how can we grow, what's our next step, can you help me get there? Those are some of the problems that we then help them deal with. We help run their applications, make sure that they're running in a very performant and reliable fashion, and also make sure that they're set to be able to expand and grow over time.
So now, what are the One Next Oracle capabilities specifically?
So we are focused very heavily on the management of ERP, right?
Uh-huh.
So the application. So we, in the Oracle space, our primary application that we do hosting and management around is eBusiness Suite. We also have customers that are running JD Edwards. They may be running some other bolt-on applications like a Vertex, or they might be running an edge application like Demantra or Agile. So we do cover a number of the Oracle applications, but for us it really begins with eBusiness Suite as the core focus that we have.
So what does an engagement look like? Well, let's say we're first entertaining the idea of bringing someone like you in. Mm-hmm. Walk us through the early stages of an engagement. What does that look like?
So one of the key things that we look at is something we call customer intimate outsourcing. We think of outsourcing like a marriage, right? So at the beginning of a marriage, some people go through and they focus on a contract. People call it a prenup, right? Sometimes that's required. Sometimes it's not, right? We always need a contract, but what we try to do is get through that process quickly, get those things set, and then let's put it in the drawer. Because you know what? If you're managing your managed hosting environment like you would manage a marriage with a prenup, you probably got a problem, right? You need to be able to trust who you're working with. You need to have transparency with them. You need to be able to communicate with them. So our process is all about getting to know each other, getting our cultures aligned, making sure that there's a good fit, understanding what's in the environment, transitioning them and making sure our processes fit with what they need from performance or reporting or reliability, whatever else may come into place. We transition their applications into our data centers, and then we go forward from there, serving them as a customer and providing them excellent service.
Now, what's that pain point that they're having that they're going to have that initial conversation with you?
There's really a couple of different ways we see it. One, they may already be running eBusiness Suite, and their current environment isn't meeting their needs. So maybe they're running it in-house, and their company is growing, but they don't want to invest in more data center or servers, or don't want to invest in more people to be able to operate the system. That's one case that we see quite often. They want to move from having their own internal IT and move it to somebody outside.
So for this kind of thing to live up to its advanced press the way you describe it, for it to really work, you got to have a lot of folks there at One Neck, all
yep.
singing off the same sheet of music. So you must have some operating discipline, core. So speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, so I mentioned before we have this concept that we call customer intimate outsourcing. And we really based our culture and the way that we brought our people up on a concept of value disciplines. There was a great book written years ago in the business world that speaks about value disciplines. It was called The Discipline of Market Leaders. And it said when you're defining a company, you either need to be operationally excellent, you need to be a product leadership position, or you need to be customer intimate, right? So operationally excellent like Walmart, Dell, those type of guys. Product leader might be Nike, right? Customer intimate, that's One Neck. So we teach all of our people when they come in, all throughout their career, that the customer is number one. So that's the key discipline. Focus on the customer. Focus on what they need. If we need to modify the way that we're doing things to meet what that customer needs, we're going to take that path. We have some standards that we need to adhere to, but we're going to go with that customer's thoughts first, and then we'll drive everything else from there.
So now when you have these kind of the big why of your business, it seems, is built around this customer intimate outsourcing. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So now there's some core principles that go along with that.
Yep.
So can you share some of the actual core principles?
Yeah, so the first one is the customer always comes first. I think we kind of covered
that
one, right? So the second one was when I was talking about the marriage and prenup, that's actually one of our principles.
Right.
It's not about the solution. It's about the relationship.
So the relationship is more important.
Yes.
You know, not just conceptually, but in the day-to-day practice of your business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so when you elevate that to the most important things, then the other decisions kind of come easier, isn't that right?
It does. At times it can present some challenges because it introduces maybe more complexity on our side. But that's part of where that one name comes from. That becomes our problem, right? For you, you've said, this is what I need. This is how I need it. We're going to go meet that, and we're going to satisfy those needs on our side and hide that complexity, control that complexity.
So I get the sense that maybe customer relationships are endure much longer with
yes.
you than maybe than is typical in this
Absolutely.
Arena. Is that accurate?
Yeah. In fact, the metric that we usually point to, especially with the new customers, we have a 98% customer retention rate.
Man.
So that's not something you see in an outsourcing company too often. And if you look at it, we've been in business for 17 years. We have some customers that have been with us since we opened our doors.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, regarding the longevity, when you have a customer like that, and you're keeping them for a long period of time, do you get a lot of your business from referrals from those people?
We do. So one of the things that we always like to ask our customers, and you've probably seen this question on surveys, not just in technology stuff, but you know, you might see somebody come up and say, on a scale from 1 to 10, where 1 is not likely and 10 is very likely, would you recommend my company to somebody else?
Right?
So you've heard that before. Well, we track that. There's a lot of companies that track that. Costco tracks it. Trader Joe's tracks it. You know, Apple, so on and so forth. And we track it. And so that's a key metric we look at. And as we've seen over the years, our customers that we've had for that long time, we can keep asking them that question. Our percentage of customers that say, absolutely, we'll promote you to somebody else, that percentage is at the point now where 79% of our customers will come back and say, we'll recommend you to our colleagues, our friends.
So this is that net promoter score that we hear so much about,
That's
right?
That's exactly it.
So how do you make that happen? Do you get your people together and you teach them strategy, tactics, and technique, or is it just more the cultural foundation that just has them thinking that way to begin with?
It's really a mix. I mean, if you were to sit down with one of our resource managers, one of the guys that's managing, say, a DBA team or an application administrator team, and you ask them, what do you work with your guys with on a daily basis? You'll hear about technical stuff, you know, the latest release of this and that, but you'll also hear them talk about those cultural elements. How do I make sure I'm paying attention to my customer, touching the customer, talking to the customer at multiple levels on a very regular and continual basis? So everybody in the company, that's a core part of what we talk about every day.
Now, can you talk a little bit about OC3?
Yeah, this OC3 is somewhat of a new concept within OneNeck. It stands for our OneNeck Cloud Competency Center. So it's really our think tank. It's where we're doing product development. Everybody's talking about cloud and figuring out what they want to do with cloud. So our OneNeck Cloud Competency Center is where we're incubating our new solutions for the Oracle products and for other products, to be honest. So looking at what can we do to offer Oracle in different ways in cloud models, whether it be infrastructure, platform, software, whatever model our customers may need.
Now, how are you guys working this show? You have a booth here. What are the things you're doing to get the most out of the Collaborate 13?
So we've got a booth right here next to the Radio OAUG booth, literally across the hall. So we'd love for people to come by and see us. We also have a couple of sessions that we had one yesterday. We've got another one on Thursday. Our lead DBA is speaking on Thursday, giving some hints and tips out of his bag of tricks of what he does to run the environment every day.
Now, is this show important for your company?
Absolutely. I mean, from an Oracle space, there's really two main shows we hit a year. It's Open World and Collaborate. Right?
And Collaborate has Lee and Stone. So there you go.
There you go.
So what's the best way for our listeners to reach out and learn more if they're not here to visit you at your booth? And what's the booth number again?
It's 1535.
Okay,
is the booth number.
You could throw a rock from here to the your booth to the...
Or a dart man. That's the little things we're giving away.
Is that what that is? You are the dart man person.
We go like that, right? And it sticks.
So, but for those that don't have an opportunity to take advantage of that, what's the best way for them to reach out? A website?
It's just oneneck.com, just like it sounds, oneneck.com, and it's got all the information and links to email us or reach out to us however you may want. Or, like I said, we're at the big shows. We also tended to go out to a lot of the regional user group conferences and things of that sort.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of this.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton at Collaborate 13. We will be back.